Here's a pattern we've seen in several countries in recent years. An authoritarian regime is pushed aside in the name of democracy. But sometimes with democracy comes ethnic and sectarian tensions. The latest example of this is in Myanmar, also known as Burma, where Buddhist nationalism is on the rise. NPR's Anthony Kuhn this morning profiles a Burmese monk, a monk who was accused of being the spiritual leader behind a wave of nationalism and anti-Muslim sentiment.
In March, more than 40 people were killed in fighting between Buddhists and Muslims in the central Burmese town of Maitila. From amateur videos on the internet like this one, it's clear that some Buddhist monks joined in the violence. Some monks were victims of the fighting, others tried to stop it. But some people say that one monk in particular was behind it. He's the abbot of this monastery in Myanmar's second city, Mandalay. 45-year-old U Wiratu is considered a talented scholar of Buddhist scriptures in the ancient Pali language, and that gives him authority among Buddhists. He's dressed in saffron-colored robes. Wiratu says he was in Maitila during the violence and was trying to stop it.
We spoke to the crowds to try to control the situation. We assured them of their safety. We told them we intended to protect their lives and homes and asked them to join us.
Wiratu admits he's a Buddhist nationalist, but he says he's just defending his nation and his religion.
The Burmese race has been insulted. The Buddhist religion has been attacked, and our country has been trespassed. These are the origins of our nationalism.
Wiratu says that the recent violence in Maitila is the result of fighting between Muslims and Buddhists last year in western Rakhine State that killed more than 110 people. The group Human Rights Watch has called this ethnic cleansing against Muslims, but Wiratu says it was an organized attack on Buddhism. Wiratu says he's not anti-Muslim, he's just against Buddhists marrying and doing business with Muslims.
Muslims who live in Burma have raped Burmese girls, even mute girls, mad girls, Buddhist nuns too. They married Burmese Buddhist girls and forced them to convert to Islam by stepping on the pictures of the Buddha and pagodas. All this inflicted a lot of mental pain.
Under Britain's colonial rule of Burma, many Muslim Indians dominated professions such as medicine and moneylending. Some economic resentment from that period lingers on. Perhaps the most contradictory thing about U Wiratu is that he and his followers describe him as pro-democratic. Pictures of democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi meeting with President Obama are prominently displayed in his monastery. Matt Walton is a Burma expert at George Washington University. He says that a century ago, Buddhist nationalists like U Wiratu led the effort to make Burma into a modern democracy free of British colonial rule.
You had this really complex combination of democratic intentions, or at that time, a desire for independence, that was coupled often with this virulent exclusionary nationalism, this idea that in order to get our independence, we had to get rid of all of these other groups that weren't really part of the nation.
Walton says that in Burma, the concept of democracy often emphasizes the rule of the majority, which in this case means ethnic Burman and Buddhist. Buddhist nationalism has also cropped up in Sri Lanka, where majority Buddhists are in conflict with Hindu and Christian Tamils, and in southern Thailand, where there are tensions with Malay Muslims. A decade ago, authorities charged U Wiratu with inciting anti-Muslim riots outside Mandalay, and they jailed him for 8 years. He's aware that it could happen this time, too.
One of my followers was arrested. Another one is missing, and his house was searched. Some of the books of mine were confiscated. They are watching me, too, and probably will arrest me soon.
He points to two men who have quietly come in and sat down during our interview. One, he says, is police, and the other, military intelligence. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News.